On Saturday, more than 50 protesters waved Turkish flags in downtown Tampa's Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park in support of the widespread popular uprising in Turkey. Today, Turkey's opposition party leader accused the prime minister of escalating tensions and dragging the country into the fire as anti-government protests have led to 3 deaths. In Tampa, solidarity protesters recited a speech by the country's first president, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, chanted and sang songs. Serhat Tanyalakçar organized the rally and read a prepared statement to the Tampa crowd supporting the protesters in Istanbul's Gezi Park.
The Erdogan's government's excessive force and the use of tear gas and rubber bullets against peaceful protesters is unacceptable. It breaches international human rights criteria and must be stopped. We are calling on the international community to support the Turkish protesters' right to peaceful assembly and freedom of expression. We, the Turkish citizens living in the United States of America, demand that Taksim Gezi Park must stay as a park and an official statement on the cancellation of the current project must be made.
Protester Naci Koser has lived in Tampa for years but is from Istanbul, Turkey.
We're here today to protest our president Erdogan's reckless behavior, or I should say probably his defiant attitude towards his citizens and the people that who hadn't voted for him. He just doesn't want to hear our voice. And we're actually protesting. He is looking to demolish one of the parks in Taksim. It's kind of like Manhattan in New York. Like, how can you just demolish a park in the middle of a street that's been outstanding for years and years? And this is a peaceful protest against that. And he's been just very defiant. He's ignoring our comments. He's ignoring his people. He's ignoring our anger. And we're just fed up with his attitude towards his behaviors. And he doesn't want to hear us. He doesn't want to hear his own people.
Tell us about a little bit about what's happening in Turkey with the people, what the people are doing, and what you hope will happen next.
Well, I'm hoping that he will listen. He's going to open up a platform where, you know, I'm hoping that he's going to be willing to listen to us and do not put much pressure on people. And he's passing all these laws right and left, and without even really listening, without even really giving thoughts to what people think or what people want. And I understand he was voted and he's got the majority of the vote, but that doesn't give him the right to disregard the rest of the population. And we're here because we are the rest of that population. We don't want to be disregarded anymore. We want to be heard, and we don't want to be pressurized.